Yes.
You're listening to Anime Now.
Oni-chan.
Live from the Goon Cave.
Oni-chan.
It's your little sister.
Oni-chan. Baka. Oni-chan. Oni-chan.
Your little sister hates you.
Oni-chan.
Or does she?
Bakaru.
Your little sister often says no, but we know what that means.
Oni-chan. Oni-chan.
You are entering the rape zone.
Oni.
Please keep your hands and feet within the vehicle throughout the ride.
Oni-chan. Oni-chan.
Damn.
Oni-chan. Oni-chan.
How you doing, Jess?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Hanging out my ass, but keeping it in. Who hasn't a little bit slip out every now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good asses do.
Yeah.
Some of us got an Audi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Need to get it punched back in.
Partied myself into prolapse last night. Again.
Partied hard. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
How are
you? I'm doing all right.
Why are we doing this? Because we've already said hi. How are you? Why do they do that on podcasts?
Because the audience is curious. They want to know about you. They want to hear all about you. They want to know if you're doing well. I'm ill again.
What are they gonna do about it if I'm not?
They'd be concerned. They send us an email. They send us a big check because our health service is failing.
Novelty check.
Yeah.
I'm the novelty check.
Save our jaws. Yeah.
Do you still have a checkbook?
No, I've never had a checkbook.
You've never had a checkbook?
No.
Yeah. I just have one.
Did you do a theme song today?
Well, Anime-chan is actually on holiday.
Oh, okay.
She said, Greetings, traveler.
I must go now. There are gay things to be done.
That's
the children
fair.
Are building tunnels, and I must investigate.
That's fair.
Oni-chan.
That's fair. That's fair. She's been putting in the work, and like you know, every artist needs their inspiration. So she needs to go out and find her inspiration in.
Dunked me
tunnels.
On the head and jumped out the window. It was like I had her strapped down, and it had been several days of her draining me dry almost. And when she jumped out the window and hit the ground, it made like a whoop sound.
What?
Because of all the cummies?
Because of all the tummy full of cummies?
The tummy full of cummies.
But, like a water balloon?
But that's why I'm not worried about her, because I know that she has protein to lust. several weeks out there on her own. I sent her off with a full belly. A belly full.
All right, so if y'all see a feral goblin girl out there on the streets, whatever you do, do not try to feed her. Keep your fingers to yourself. She will bite.
She does bite. Oh, yeah. We call it little nibblies.
So is that what you train?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I always wanted my own goblin girl.
Be your own goblin girl. be the goblin girl you want to see in the world.
You reckon there's anyone out there doing like a goblin girl conversion therapy? Like just fucking taking out their legs at the knee, turning their teeth into tusks, fangs.
Yeah. Like dyeing their skin green. I'd get that surgery. I'd like to just cut off my foot and attach it at the knee, and then walk with like that like wide-legged gait.
It's like that Chinese leg lengthening surgery, but yeah, like just
for aspiring removed goblin girls.
Bones. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and guys do it to get ahead in business.
Yeah,
and do it to get ahead.
All it takes is like a couple thousand and like a couple months in a hotel.
they lie in a hotel, just like in
dying of pain,
completely pumped full of opioids. Yeah. You come out of there like an inch taller with a debilitating heroin habit.
Perfect. Set up for your new life. It's like an IRL isekai. You go through the portal, a portal of a month of pain, and you come out as someone that people want to fuck, that people actually want to fuck. It sucks for women that are like selecting their partners specifically based on height. If you had like the surgery, and then you knock her up, and then 10 years later,
a short prince is born.
What the fuck? I've been lied to. All this time.
Who is this little bitch?
Oh, wait, that's a thing, though, isn't it? But, like, the other way around. Where, like, in South Korea, like, plastic surgery is so immensely popular. Like, everyone is just, like, getting their face completely worked over, going from, like, a minger to, like, a fucking K-pop idol, right?
Yeah. Is that so?
Yeah. And so they meet up with someone. They hit it off, get married, have kids,
it's a little fucking troll.
And their kid comes out looking like a fucking troll. It happens. It's like, bitch.
What happened to Michael Jackson's kids? Where are they now? You'd think they'd be like...
They're having a lot of therapy, I hope. Just like having therapy, having their privacy respected.
One of them was called Blanket?
Yeah.
One of them was called Bubbles.
Bubbles? No, that was the chimp.
I mean, that's racist.
Sorry, showing my ass there. Showing the entirety of my ass there. Yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
So why are you sick again? Why are you sick?
Why? That's really? I just can't get rid of the thought of sucking cock, which is why I selected this anime for us to view, Banana Fish, 2019.
Banana Fish. Banana Fish.
I was hoping for a lot more cock sucking, a lot more consensual cock sucking.
It's another rape show.
Yeah, this is. Well, I already warned them at the start of the episode
that they're entering the rape zone. Yeah.
They're entering the rape zone. You're in the rape zone. I did not mean to do two in a row.
Yeah, of course.
That was not my intention.
All day long, you think about rape.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I'm not sure anymore.
Rip me. Rip me, my friend. Rip me. Rip me again. I'm not the only one. Oh, also, I'm not the only one. Ah, so I'm not the only one.
you gotta work on that. It's sounds like you're ping ponging between Japanese guy and like a Indian guy.
Rip me. Rip me, habibi. Rip me, baby girl. Show me your bob vagine, baby girl. Show beautiful baby girl. Rip me, please. Rip me, please, baby girl. Baby girl, baby girl, please rip me. Beautiful, beautiful princess. Gwen, Bishop of Virginia, rip me, baby girl.
Yes. Ah, damn. How's your iced coffee?
It's blooming lovely. It's a nice spot. Needed it. No beer today.
No.
About beer.
No, this is our most sober episode.
Yeah. I don't know whether you call what I am currently sober.
this is our most drank free episode. This is a straight edge podcast.
Yeah. You never had like a hardcore phase, did you?
Hardcore music? Sure, hardcore music, but not like the cultural accoutrements necessarily. No.
Yeah.
I never really delved. I was thinking about this the other day, actually, because I've been listening to a lot of music.
Yeah.
I got the Smashing Pumpkins fucking absolutely spoiled me for guitar tone. Just about any other band that wasn't as fucking crunchy and loud and fuzzy.
Is that Big Muff shit?
Yeah.
Or like a couple of things you run them for.
Well, yeah, I ended up being spoiled. It was like I listened to Smashing Pumpkins at a formative age, and then like, you know, you hop on the Wikipedia, you go, best music, give me, and then I listen to.
You get your music from Wikipedia.
Sure, yeah, it's the world's encyclopedia.
Trust nerds with that.
Yeah, you go to the Wikipedia page for best albums of all time according to Pitchfork. And then you work your way down the list, and then you learn about how to be a young black teen.
The only thing Pitchfork ever did that was good was, did you ever see their, remember that band Jet? They were like shitty also-rans from like the sort of mid-2000s.
Sure, yeah, I remember them. Yeah,
they for Jet's second album, the review for it was just a video of a monkey pissing in its own mouth.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was pretty lit. Yeah, that was funny. A rare moment of humor.
Yeah, the rest of that shit blows.
Yeah, so as a result, like, I would listen to fucking, like, Bad Brains, Fugazi, etc., etc., and be like, oh, yeah, I suppose.
The guitars on Fugazi sound good.
This is cool, but, like, and then I'd go back to listening to fucking Hummer or like fucking Mayonnaise. They're like, oh, I'm busting. Fucking Siamese Dream, just like for some period of time. Just
I had that on cassette. I wore it out.
Hell yeah.
It was my alarm waking up in the morning. They used to make CD players, was sick. You know the proper like
five disc tray.
Yeah. And you could set it to make your tape play in the morning.
Oh, I never have one of them that does that. That sounds cool. That sounds sick.
So every morning I wake up to the clunk of the cassette And then, yeah, Siamese dream, and then off to school.
Yeah, yeah.
To suck some dick.
Yeah, no, that was me basically without the cassette. I had one of them like MP3 players, a generic Chinese like.
I had a Zen.
I had one of those at some
point. Little
as well.
One with then had a little nipple on it.
A Zune, you mean? Was it a Zune?
No, Zen. They were called Zens.
Oh.
I think they were called Zens. Maybe it was Zune.
I had a Zune.
Was it Zune?
I remember something like a Zen.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe it was a Zune Zen. Zune Zen. So what were you listening to?
What else was I listening to?
Yeah.
Like I said, you go down the list, you know, and then like you download like the Zeitgeist from the most popular and
informative. Not a good album. Zeitgeist. That was his other band.
No, that was still the Smashing Pumpkins.
Was it still Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was what was that other band called?
Swan.
Zwan. Yeah,
Zwan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I dipped in the Zwan for a bit as well.
This week I've been on a
Posse Pumpkins,
a depressive suicidal black metal with female vocals trip.
Nice,
it's been so sick.
Yeah.
It's basically just like Cure riffs, drums that sound like someone's banging cardboard boxes.
Hell yeah!
And a bitch complaining.
Just bitch complaining. Just
complaining
metal.
Complaining vociferously. It's fucking great.
Yeah,
so good. It really got me through the fucking, got me through the cold dark patch.
Yeah, no, yeah. You sent me that one album. That shit is very good, very listenable.
I fucking love how hard they're complaining.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's like the pitchy, like fucking banshee, death vocal type shit.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, like a Bog Whitman.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick.
It's like one of them. Bad bitches, like where she's like, you know, concealing her beautiful features with her
very
long, silky
very
hair.
Emotionally unstable personality disorder.
Yeah, and then the hair blows away to reveal like a gaping fanged maw.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend.
No, so you do what?
How do you think it got gaping?
Oh, thanks to you, she's got enough maw for the both of us now. should be thanking you.
Yeah, no, so I'm listening to that shit.
Hell yeah.
And then, I don't know, what else? I'm back on my Nico tip again as well.
Oh, damn, we're back on Nico.
I'm back on Desert Shore.
Yeah.
I could listen to Desert Shore every day for the rest of my life, and I'd be happy with no other music. Oh, and I'd be miserable. But that's how I want to be.
Well, I want that for you too, but without the misery.
I mean, that album's good.
Yeah,
it's so much fucking depth.
What proportion of like the music you listen to is just bitches you want to fuck?
I think. Ooh, no, hang on, no, not that much of it. But there's also boys that like to fuck. Like, I was listening to Oxbow on the way here.
And the things
that Eugene Robinson could do to me.
Sure.
Would make my mother weep.
Jealousy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a complex kind of thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because, like, I remember...
Would you suck Daniel Johnston's dick?
I kind of...
I bet it's probably really stinky. I bet he had a stinky pee-pee.
That is stereotyping. Like, I think that's stereotyping.
Jonathan Richman, I suck his dick.
I'm gonna say no. I probably wouldn't suck Daniel Johnston's dick. Yeah, I probably would suck Jonathan Richman's dick. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would. I'd do it for Danny.
Yeah. You're that much of a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it for Danny.
Yeah. It's a funny feeling, right? Because like, it's not the main reason why I'm listening to this shit, but like it's definitely like a part of it. Like,
I've been one of the bands I was listening to this week person. Was Italian depressive suicidal black metal, and hearing a bitch fucking whinging, complaining Italian is very funny.
just being fucking Tony Soprano's mom, except except metal, just being Livia Soprano, except metal.
My ass, boy. You was young and a whore. After suck his dick. It is stinky from the sweatpants. Piss.
That rules. That rules. Kind of jealous of that.
Yeah.
Not even my own son.
Speaking of sucking daddy's dick, this show this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listeners mark well how Joss turns the conversation towards anime before I do. This is the first. Okay. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I've been on a bit of a journey with it. You know, I fucking hated it until today. Like, for real. It was such a slog to get to where I got to in the season.
Same, sort of. Yeah.
Like, it's fucking stupid. It starts out so stupid.
Absolutely.
Why is the Tintin character a pole vaulter? I don't understand.
Because he gets up on that dick.
He gets up on the pole.
He gets up on the fucking...
Why is that in the story? Why is he suddenly a pole vaulter? And it never comes up again. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And they use it to explain why he's in New York.
Yeah.
But that's it.
barely explains why he's in New York.
He fell off a pole. So now he's gone to New York because his uncle.
That's unrelated. Just a photographer.
Just some guy who likes to take pictures of boys. little boys who can work a pole.
Yeah. No, I think they mentioned it in brief, like the dude's breakthrough photograph was a photo of him getting up on the pole.
Oh.
Since that photo helped make him famous, he thought he would repay him after his injury. it's retarded.
Anyway, so that was fucking stupid.
It was. Yeah.
And then I didn't like the main character. At the beginning, I certainly didn't like the main character, and I did. I texted you a grimacing face.
Yeah.
I said, "This is me trying hard not to pour a bucket of water over the television."
Yeah.
I think it was just when not only was he like a leader of a mob. Excellent at fighting, because he learned the trade or whatever. It was also a fucking computer hacker. But there were fucking nerds in the party. One of the fucking nerds had been the computer hacker. Yeah. And that just got fucked me off.
It's like men want him, men fear him. he's the most competent, capable. He did get raped in jail, but it's because he wanted to. That was part of his master plan.
stupid show. But around episode, it must have been episode 9, I think I watched 2 episodes today, and I didn't want to stop watching today. Like, the escape from the house was sick.
Yeah.
And it started to get good. I think it was the introduction of the Chinese faggot. That's a really good character. I really like that character.
The femboy.
Yeah. The femboy. And like And like it was the only
dragon lady boy.
Yeah, it was the only character that seemed to have any remotely any depth or clear motivation.
It's more gay and more evil than everyone else.
Yes, that's why I like it. The gayest evil one. Yeah. There's the only character in that entire show that I like, and they're sick, and I want them to crush everybody.
Yeah, sure.
But also, like, and I don't know whether this was because
his fucking master plan was like pretending to be like a adopted son of like a white family.
They find him in bed and he's and they're all like, why is he Chinese?
Not to sound racist, but
it's kind of, well, but that's why they don't question it. They give each other the look.
This guy is suspiciously Chinese. Literally find him outside of the house that they're supposed to be staking out. Like, ooh, I've taken a spill. I seem to have... Would someone please help me? Yeah, here's the thing. I was also very dissatisfied with the show until about episode 6-7, because it kept bringing up all kinds of just retarded shit.
It was ridiculous. The bit where like the thing with the being abused by his baseball coach.
Oh my god, that episode was like
fucking stupid.
Yeah, I was ready to just kick my TV over.
Yeah. It was bollocks.
This is so dumb.
Like it was an attempt at like. I think it was an attempt at emotional manipulation, or just like a complete misunderstanding of what would hook the audience, it was rape as a plot device, but just fucking bollocks.
Yeah, but just completely bollocks.
But actually, we talked about like, and look, I do love a good rape revenge film.
Yeah,
and there was we watched Belladonna of Sadness, that was like a great rape revenge film, and this is starting to turn into. As once you get over that bollocks, like the like around midway in the season, we're getting like some good rape revenge shit.
Yeah,
and it's kind of cool. And it's also very fucking Pizzagate. They're doing Pizzagate. This crime boss is like inviting like
Pizzagate.
Yeah, it's doing Pizzagate.
That's correct. Yeah.
It's very frazzle drip.
I think Belladonna of Sadness is a good comparison point actually in terms of a rape revenge fantasy thing. Mm. Last time you called Belladonna of Sadness a feminist film made by men for men. Mm-hmm. I think Banana Fish is like a meninist film made by women for women
is it for
extremely
bitches?
Get off on. Yeah.
That's for bitches.
That's the thing. You had to like switch your mindset over to bitch mode. You had to.
My mind is always in bitch mode.
Hit the bitch switch.
How dare you?
You don't. It's not like a analog.
Never
mesh
into my brain again.
That's how it works for me. Like I've got a button. You know. Fellas know where the button is, but I had to put in a
tweak your nipples a little
butt plug.
turn your nipples to bitch mode.
that's how it works for me.
Fuck, oh, that happened today. Anyway.
I don't know how aware of this you were. Banana Fish is a manga that was written in the 80s. Mm. So they had to do like a lot of adapting to make it into like a late 2010s anime, and like that fell flat in many places.
Yeah.
But it was published in a monthly girls magazine, a women's magazine. So it was published alongside a bunch of stories of like, you know, high school girls, notice me, senpai.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. lonely, like high school tennis stars falling in love with their coach, shit like that. And then like this bitch was like Nah, this is not what the bitches really want. Yeah. What they want.
So it was written by a bitch.
Yeah.
Sick.
What they want is crime and boys, loving boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to see rape. They want to see.
Well, there's not much revenge. Consensual love going on.
No. It's like it's like a very fantastical view of like men's ordeals and like just like the emotional experience of like men. I think like
men's feelings. Tell me all about
because it's literally like this litany of meninist talking points like men get raped too like custody battles and men aren't in touch with their feelings et cetera until they meet the right man.
But like it does have like and I think it takes a while to establish it, but there is some really nice like brotherly love happening.
Yeah.
Like as once the characters finally fucking develop.
Yeah.
And they stop telling like one thing that was frustrating in the beginning as well is like the setup, like there's a lot of like telling you their feelings. Like they just I am feeling happy roll. I am feeling sad roll.
Yes.
Fucks me off, like it's hard to watch, but then but it does change and they start showing a little more than rather than telling gradually, and now I want to watch more.
I think when you look at it as like just women's schlick fantasy rather than like an anime trying to be like true crime the anime.
I thought there was going to be more New York to it. I was sad about that. I thought there'd be more like Japanese depictions of New York.
I do appreciate the
character design is bollocks as well.
Oh my god. There are a number of like really rushed, poorly drawn moments as well, like just some shit perspective, some shit models in some shots that look hilarious. So
much, but like Shorter Wong like sucks as a character model.
Yeah.
Like the gang, which looks fucking ridiculous.
The tough guys of New York.
The black fella's pretty cool though. They're like Mr. T kind of one. That pops up in the breakout. Sure, that's a pretty cool character when he starts smashing up the car and shit.
Yeah, like sick. Don't expect him to live for too long. This anime is just loves offing minorities and women. Like so many, like in episode 6 where he meets his dad, the bitch just gets offed for no reason, just gets wedded for like. No reason at all. It's like, oh, is that your mom, Ash? Oh no, she's like, I don't know, some bitch. But she's nice. I like her. She's nice. And then she just gets fucking like wedded up, and like the next scene, and his dad is like, oh shit. Well, that sucks. That sucks, son. Sorry, I was a homophobe. Sort of. That told you to just shut up while you were getting raped by your baseball.
You're
coach.
A whore, son. My son's a whore.
It's like, and who are all these guys? Your jaws.
That was great, actually. That was pretty sick.
Yeah, no, how funny would that be if he just showed up?
Just hanging out with the boys. That's like, you're sucking all the dicks, yeah? You're fucking my whore, son.
Just coming through my pop's house, being like, "Oh, it's me and the gang." Oh no, I don't know their names. Bizarre.
But not official.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The connective tissue, the pieces in between. That are supposed to like motivate our characters are so thin, and like they crumble to the touch. Everywhere they turn, it seems like they round a corner, and something completely random leads them into the next direction. Mm. Like Ash.
No, I think it takes a long time for them to establish Ash's motivation, but he gets he's got a clear goal now.
Sure, yeah, no, I suppose he's had, like, an overriding goal all of this time, but, like, what sets him on his quest to find out what banana fish is, like, he randomly runs into a guy in an alley who is, like, being chased, and who hands him, like, this vial of banana fish, and they never really establish who this person is or, like, how he got a hold of it.
Who was like, that guy?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Let's see. And then, I just feel like it just keeps happening. Like when they just bump into the dragon lady boy.
But that was a trap, wasn't it? The dragon lady boy was there waiting out for. Why was the dragon lady boy there?
Trap is a slur, Josh. That's not a very nice thing to say. I don't know. It was some sort of trap. I don't know. Mm. The way that the plot is moved forward is just so haphazard and goofy. It's just like difficult to take seriously. But when you switch that off, and when you think, when you twist your nipple onto the bitch dial and look at it that way, and like Well, when you do that, you feel disappointed that there's not enough boys kissing, I suppose.
But none of them, like, I don't need to see any of these. Mind you, I would totally fuck the Chinese bitch boy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I might do that after.
The Japanese dudes as well. He's a cutie. He's a cutie.
The Tintin one. Why is he Tintin?
Why is he Tintin?
He's like Tintin.
Is he like Tintin?
He's like Tintin.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Like, well, it was the first I thought he was a journalist, and he's like the goofy big eyed, fucking. He's a nerd.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, like more total moral fag.
Yeah. Okay.
He's getting corrupted.
Yeah.
He's found that bad boy.
Yeah.
He's found his bad boy, his ride or die bad boy.
Yeah, no, I was hoping there'd be like just a lot more fucking innuendo and implication. Like when they first meet each other, and this is hilarious, he's like, can I hold your gun?
we watched the episode together, didn't we?
Yeah,
that was sick. That was that's a power play there.
Yeah. It's like and I was like, oh yes, this is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really
thinking about getting into knives.
Oh, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
You think
you're weighing up a purchase?
No, I was doing some cursory like exploration this week. I was like took a dip into knife YouTube a little, but I'm not all the way there yet. But it's been on my mind.
I really want this knife from Russia. Are we allowed to get shit from Russia?
No. I think
we can't even get can't buy shit online and get it posted.
I'm not sure. You might have to like sign a waiver that says that you stand with Ukraine or something.
Cause like, check out this shit. So this is from a company, a guy called Atropos.
Yes.
So it comes like this, and like a little telescope looking tube.
No.
And then you pull the end off, and it's like half a knife.
Yeah.
And then you like unfold that shit, and it turns into this fucking long ass like a
fucking
sick
sword.
it's like you've seen this, right?
It's
fucking
sick. Yeah.
I've wanted one for years, and it just popped back into my head. I really fucking want one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is it? Yeah, Atropos knives. Pocket Fortel. If you're listening, Atropos. I'll
looking for some sponsors.
I'll stab a bitch and make the news.
We're looking for some sponsors, Atropos.
I'll off the prime. If you send me a knife, I will off Rishi Sunak and get your knife on the telly.
Yeah.
That's a promise. That's a Josie promise.
If you're looking for that Shinzo Abe bump, except a lot bigger. Atropos, the official.
Yeah, I will. In fact, I'll put it this way. If you send me one of those, if you send me a pocket foretell, I will off whoever you want. And as they're taking me down, I will say, buy your knives from what's the website?
Well, don't give it to them for
free. Atropos knife.store. Oh shit, no. don't do that until I give you the signal. which will be the death of a prominent baddie.
you can't get that marketing anywhere else. This is a deal you can't pass up.
Yeah. I will kill for one of those knives. And then that's a slogan you can take that to the bank. What sort of knives are you looking at?
Like I said, I'm just like dipping my toe, but like I haven't really decided what will be my starter knife.
I could see you fucking about with the Balasong.
I was thinking about that as well.
This the autistic knife.
Yeah. And I was thinking about something like just practical and like efficient, like a K-bar type situation. Like something classic.
What's a K-bar?
You know, it's like a army issue, like a US knife. It's got like the little saw ridge.
Fixed blade. Combat knife.
Fixed blade. Ever see multifunctional utility shovels that the Chinese army has? Sick. Those are so fucking sick.
Yeah, they're fucking great. Chop. Decapitate a fucking Cambodian with that shit.
Yeah, I could impose some Han supremacy with the shovel.
Again, China number one. People's Republic of China, if you would like to... Are they the People's Republic?
Yeah.
They are, yeah. People's Republic of China, if you would like to send me any of your military research chemicals or murder shovels.
Combat stimulants, yep. We'll take those. Yep.
Bad bitches.
Poorly sanded butt plugs. They're holding on to their bitches for the time being. I don't think they're going to be sending those out.
They need to start producing more bitches again. They need to up their bitch production so they can transport some.
They need to talk to their bitch foreman and up their bitch production. I'm ill, so I'm having like a bit of a lapse. I'm not sure whether it's the People's Republic, because I don't want to be accidentally like acknowledging, you know. The one that we're not supposed to acknowledge. I'll have to look at
which
up
one
after
aren't we supposed to acknowledge?
Hmm?
Which one aren't we supposed to acknowledge?
Well, you know, the sovereign, like,
what? what are you on about?
I'm doing my very best not to say Taiwan. See, now you really say it. But I don't acknowledge Taiwan, so.
No. No. And, fuck the Uyghurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck the Uyghurs and what's the other one? Where's that Dalai Lama bitch
from? Like, fucking, just stop pretending to be black. What, Tibet?
Tibet. Yeah. Fuck Tibet.
Oh, yeah.
China number one.
Oh my god! Fuck Tibet belongs to China. Tibets. It's like their like main export is like fucking spirituality for bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you seen that video where he makes the little boy suck his tongue?
Yes.
Sick. What move?
Yeah, that's
you wanna be imagine being that much of a like a fucking hippie freak. He's a fucking hippie. He's king hippie.
Basically, yeah.
I'm sick. That's great. Should have made him suck his dick on camera.
That would have been something, wouldn't it?
Be for peace. Suck my dick for peace.
In a world where peace reigns, this is the kind of thing that we could all be doing. Hey guys, this is whatever the fuck the Dalai Lama is supposed to represent. I don't know.
He's got a gay name as well. Dalai Lama. What the fuck do you even mean? Doesn't look like a llama.
Yeah, some furry shit.
Yeah, furries. King of the furries. King of the hippie furries. Stinky hippie furries. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking furry.
Eat some meat, bitch. Eat my meat, bitch. You got something for you to suck on, you bald old cunt. You fucking fairy. You furry fairy.
You bald twat.
Oh, peace out, man. No. You fucking hippie. Chinese hippie.
Fuck peace. Fuck peace. Actually. I'm here for fucking conflict. Who won this? Who won the fucking smoke? I'm ready.
I'd like to be a god of war. I'd wreak such vengeance upon the world.
I've become deaf. I am become deaf.
Mm. Yeah, I'd fuck so many bitches up. I want to become a plague. I want to be a pestilent plague upon the world. I want to be the pestilent plague upon the world that I want to see in the world.
We're just imagining ourselves as like an immaterial, like forces of strife.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this podcast is, isn't it? It's like us trying to transform ourselves into a disease.
Agents of hate.
some sort of disease. Trying to turn ourselves into COVID. Ear COVID.
No, COVID's gay. I'm bubonic, bitch. My shit's bubonic.
I'm down with COVID. I thought COVID was
killing old ladies.
Cool attempt.
Fucking old ladies. I'm taking firstborn sons.
Yeah.
And secondborn sons.
Yeah.
And their dads.
I'm fucking all their dads.
I'm fucking all their dads, and then I'm killing the babies.
All right.
No dad is safe.
No, that's the that's kind of what Banana Fish is about, isn't it? It's like what it comes down to is like a story of like
bad daddies.
Reclaiming yourself and like fighting against the idea of becoming a victim, and like setting yourself free from the oppressive expectations of your parents. Except the parent in this case is your rapist mafia dad.
Mafia dad. pulling the strings of the highest echelons of the US government.
Running an illicit nationwide trade in boy pussy.
Yes, Jeffrey Epstein. but he pops caps in fools.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't do any cat popping. He just cherry popping only. he gets his boys to do the capping.
Yeah.
The popping.
That's I enjoyed. Well, I guess I don't. Enjoyed isn't the right word, but okay, I guess I enjoyed it a little bit. It's the level of cynicism, the darkness, and like the emotional manipulation that sort of like the show operates on. It goes to some really dark places psychologically, but it does it in a way that
gives no value to those feelings.
Yeah,
it's like if someone rapes you, of course you. Of course, you go on a vengeance killing spree. If someone kills your friend, these things just happen.
Yes,
they just rape that Tintin boy, and then it's like, oh well, now they have raped the Tintin boy, and therefore he's down for vengeance. But I don't know if that.
The notions aren't very well supported by the characters that are supposed to convey these ideas, but like it's attempts at conveying these ideas. I appreciate that, and I also think like the main reason for conveying this is just to like stir like a sort of high emotional arousal. Doesn't necessarily work for men. This is like some dumb sex ed information that's probably been like completely debunked. Where you know how men supposedly like become aroused at like seeing a titty, just like a completely. Physical, like a direct kind of phenomenon.
Does anyone not get aroused seeing a titty?
Like I said, this is completely retarded, like debunked information that was fed to me as a retard child. For women, supposedly, arousal is generated by emotional states, context, and like something like. A boy having to kill his best friend in order to save his potential lover is something that would generate arousal. It's an extreme reaction
of
arousal.
Made my seat work.
That's the good shit. That's the good shit. It's like a terrible situation to portray, and like they really milk that torturous moment where they like drug Shorter Wong and make him fight Tintin, right? That was like horrific. They make it look a bit goofy, but
it was like,
but emotionally, emotionally,
a show about child rape, and then it sort of pales in comparison that moment, really. But this is what it is. The emotional stakes, like the child grooming and child rape shit was so throwaway. Like, you know, of course that happened, and of course he's, you know, John Wick killing machine now because it's of it.
Made him into
the emotional weight of that scene of something that we could could empathize. The stakes were already way higher, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I disagree.
No, you can disagree.
Yeah. This fight.
I don't think it's meant to be like an examination of those things. It's really just meant to put these
cheap plot devices.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't blame the writer for that necessarily, because we have to keep in mind the sort of economic circumstances that lead to the creation of manga, and this is something I wanted to share with you. So imagine, imagine you're a bitch. You're drawing a manga.
Oni-chan, Oni-chan.
You're sick and tired of like all of these upper bitches.
Fuck the moves.
writing these sappy, corny ass high school love stories, and you're like,
them hoes.
I'm gonna give these hoes what they really want.
Shit is wackaroo.
you draw a
penis.
A pilot.
What could I do to fill this out? Besides, I'm drawing my manga. I start with the dick.
That's how they all start.
I build a boy around it. That's how they made this.
That's how they warm up, yeah. So you draw your pilots, and you make it about all of the stuff that interests you, all of the stuff that gets you going. Fucking crime, young boys, older boys, fucking drugs, rape, hypnosis, mind control, fucking stabbing and shooting.
Would you take the murder acid?
The murder acid. Yeah. Well, let me put a pin in this question real quick. You send off your manuscript, and like suddenly you receive a letter in the mail saying, "We accept. We're gonna publish this shit. We're gonna need a new chapter every week."
Mm-hmm. But it's also your job. So yeah. Get over it, you dumb hoe, you lazy hoe.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
No, it's not an excuse, it's but
excuse it's... an excuse for why the anime is shit.
No, it's not an excuse, it's a reality. This is the circumstances. Well, like, you killed it with the fucking pilots, and now you gotta come up with
now
you more
gotta do
shit
your
each
job,
week.
Right? I know that you're setting this up as a problem somehow for the creation of the manga, but...
No, creating something... creative and consistent and like internally logical.
But it's your job as a manga writer to do that, right?
And she did. Yeah. She did, but she didn't quite hit the connectivity. Hmm. And like us on the couch here, we say, oh, you could have done this or you could have done that, and it would have made so much more sense. Hmm. But this bitch was literally sweating every week to like put out a chapter,
doing her job. I don't get this. You're a comic book writer. You write episodic comics.
Yeah, no.
So surely you're prepared for when your episodic comic gets picked up.
I'm not saying cut her some slack. She worked really hard. I'm saying these are the circumstances that surrounds the creation of manga and leads to. The quality of storytelling that makes us groan while we're out here podcasting. And I should add that this is not the kind of work schedule that comic artists in the West have, like a weekly murder schedule that like as puts manga artists in the hospital or like made them hate their trades or whatever. But that's my bit on fucking manga labor and slavery.
Manga labor.
I think you brought up a much more salient point, which is would I take the murder acid?
Yeah. Would you take the murder acid?
No, I wouldn't. Okay.
Would you do it for a free knife from Atropos Knives? Would you do it for a free Russian knife?
No, that seems like it would be a very dangerous combination.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'd have a sip of the murder acid.
Surprise, surprise! Josh would take the murder acid.
Well, you told me the other day your acid days are over.
Surprise, surprise!
Your acid days over for good.
Josh sipping on the murder acid again. who's Josh gonna murder this time?
How do you know I haven't already taken it?
Surprise, surprise.
I bet it's good.
The way to describe it, I don't think it would be very good, no. It's literally acid without the fun, only the bad.
Yeah, you drip out on it.
The way they say it is like it's like
are you saying murder's Are you insinuating the murder's bad?
I'm saying the acid is bad. It's like instant bad trip acid.
Yeah. That sounds intense.
No.
Fuck me up.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You remember the last time we took acid?
Yeah.
Yeah. I peered into the fucking abyss. I looked over the edge of the cliff.
Was that when there was the magic mud?
Yeah.
Was that the last time we took acid?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were having such an intense time.
I told you. I mentioned this before to you. Like, I looked into the fucking maw of despair.
Oh,
nice. And, like, only just about managed to back away from the edge.
What, when we were in the bar?
Afterwards.
What did we do after the bar?
We played video games. We sat here. We watched a fucking fucking blonde redhead video that like may have triggered the episode.
We watched which blonde redhead video? They're sick.
Yeah, no, they are.
Bad video.
No, it's a great video, but it like almost fucking made me turn feral.
what is going on? What was I doing?
No, it was like a very internal kind of experience. Just like this weird time dilation, I feel like I lost an hour at least. It was weird.
That's a good song. If you heard Last Time I Took Acid, I Went Insane by Jeffrey Lewis.
I think I have. I think you sent it to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're approaching the hour, Joss.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck me.
Let's give this a rating real quick. What do you, Banana Fish episode 1 to 12? Are we gonna watch the rest?
I think I might watch the rest.
Yeah, shall we watch the rest for the next episode?
No. Set a new task.
New reading.
I'll watch the extracurricularly.
Okay. We'll get back. We'll do a side notes on the rest of Banana Fish, I suppose. Episode 1 to 12 of Banana Fish.
Five and a half boyfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good score. I feel good about that. I'm thinking, right, as we're doing this.
Yeah. The half boyfriend. He's a shortman. He's a shortman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they call them shortmen?
Shortman.
Shortman. I think that's much nicer than any of the other terms. I don't like little people. Shortman has some dignity to it.
I don't disagree with you, Joss, but I think we might have to run that past like some an shortman. Actual shortman to be sure. But
get him on the pod.
I feel okay with that.
I love a shortman.
Yeah, I feel like anyone who hasn't watched Banana Fish and is just like listening to us, I don't know why. They'd be very confused about what Banana Fish is based on our conversation.
Well, do you know what Banana Fish is?
Like,
what the fuck was that?
I guess we'll find out. I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna be a bit more generous. I'm gonna be 6.5 boyfriends.
You're using the boyfriend scale there. Interesting.
Yes.
And is that half for you? Is that a shortman or is that a?
That's a
young boy.
It's six boyfriends and one that I've brutally cut in half with a long sword.
That was the question. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And what which half have you kept?
The lower half.
Something up on your wall.
Yeah.
Like tape its flattened pin to a splint. And leave it for a few weeks hanging up on the wall. I noticed it coming in that you've redecorated the place. stick to the wall a little splint, and then rigor mortis sets in.
Yeah,
and you can give it a little. Every day as you leave the house, you give it a little.
Yeah.
And then you go out the door.
I'm transitioning the goon cave to the guro cave.
Are we gonna watch it, guro?
We might, but I think. I think we're gonna tone things down for the next one. I think the last two animes have been pretty intense, and I really wanted to revisit this series called Yokohama Kaidashi Kiko.
Bless you.
Yeah, it's one of my faves, we're gonna watch the follow up as well, Quiet Country Cafe. So that's like 6 episodes of anime. I've got some viewing instructions for you as well, because you want the full experience here.
A JOV.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? JOV?
JOI.
JOI. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting mixed up with JAV.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we know what you're thinking. When you put this on, make sure you're feeling real cozy, get nice and warm.
I brought myself a hot water bottle this week. I don't know why I haven't done that.
Yeah,
fill up
those hot water bottles, squeeze them real close, put your phone away, put on the episode, take a deep breath, and just open up the beginner's mind. Just try and imagine.
This is going to be fucking gay, isn't it?
Oh, you know
is this chibi shit?
You know it is going to be so fucking gay. Is it chibi? Gay. No, not quite, not quite.
Jesus Christ.
Just take a deep breath and just imagine you don't know what anime is. You don't know what cartoons are. You don't know what film is. And this is like, just let it come over you. It's,
okay.
Trust me. By the time you're done with this, you're not going to need those fucking estrogen pills anymore. Like, you're just going to be like a mainline in anime, and that's where your titties are going to come from.
Oy vey. Well, I'm off back down the tunnel.
Back to the tunnel, guys. See you in the sewers. anime.goblinoid@gmail.com. That's where you can email
us. Please let us know that you're listening to this fucking bollocks.
AnimeNow69.
Send us
on Twitter. On X.
Send me a death threat so I can hunt you down and kill you first. Go on, do it. It'll be fun. We'll make a year of it. What a way to start the year.
That's the challenge.
The vendetta.
Let the hunt begin, fellas.
Send me knives, please.